We are at the top of Yud Amud Aleph. The top of Yud Amud Aleph 10a. We're three lines down. A little more suffix stuff. So Tzibor Echad Shel Chametz. This is not referring to a congregation, it's referring to a pile, as we said before. Tzibor Echad Shel Chametz. Lefanav Beis Batim. Right? You have one pile of Chametz, and then you have two houses which were checked. So v'asa achbar v'shakav lo yadini ilahai al hainu shnei shvilin. If a mouse took from the pile of chametz, and we don't know if a mouse took from one of the piles, either a pile of chametz or a pile of non chametz, we don't know which one, and then goes into the house. So then that is the equivalent of the Shnei Shevilin case. This is the case in Ksubis, which says basically, Ditznan, Shnei Shevilin, Echad Tamei v'Echad Tahor. There are two paths. One is Tamei, one is Tahor. V'halach b'Echad mehem v'asa Taros. U'ba chaver v'halach b'sheni v'asa Taros. I don't know what the word Asa is, why they use the word Asa here, but we're saying basically that both of them are considered Tahora. I think it's good. Let me see for a second. There's a grave somewhere on one of the paths. And we don't know which one the person went to. And then they touched something afterwards, which could have made it tame. So here we say both situations are going to be considered tahor. Rav Yehuda Amar, im nishalu zeb ifnei atzma v'zeb ifnei atzma tahor. And if we ask the two people separately, who went on the two different paths, so then they'd be tahor. Shneim b'vas achas, however, if we ask both of them at the same exact time, so then tamein, because then it's impossible to assume that we can assume this one that didn't go on that one, we can assume that, right, this is the same as yesterday we talked about, if there was a suffix case with the two piles of Truma and Chulin, so we can assume that it's 50-50, and we can be mako for a Durabanan. So here too, even though this is not really a Durabanan, We can say that Tahor Rashi says, I'm not really sure. Oh, because it's Rishis Sarabim. Right, if you look at Rashi and Im Nishalu, Kol Echad L'Chacham, if each one of them asks a rabbi about this, Sveiko Bifnei Atzmo Tahor, V'ein Beis Nechol Tamo K'dekai Molan B'Safik Tumah B'Rishis Harabim, Sveiko Tahor. We talked about this in Shabbos once, maybe in Erevin also. If they both come to us at the same time, we can't be makel for both of them. That's impossible. One of them went on one of the paths. If they come separately, however, we can look at each one of them individually and say that even though it could have been the case that they went in the tamei one, we can assume it's tahor because they were in a rishis harabim. So that's what Rebbe means. If they come in together, then we have to say that they're tahor tamein. However, Rabbi Yossi Omer Bein Kach Lo Bein Kach Tamein. Rabbi Yossi says no. Regardless of the order that they came in, one of them had to have gone in the tamei path with the grave on it, and therefore we're going to assume that both of them are tamei. So Amar Rava V'Yitamei Rabbi Yochanan. Bevas achas divrekol tamein. If they came together, everyone agrees that they're tamei. Bezeach razeh divrekol tahor. No, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that if it's this after that, they come separately, then it's going to be considered tahor. Lo nechlu ela bebal liyishal alav yal chaver. The only question is, if a person comes and says, me and my friend, or I and my friend went on these paths. So if they come together through one voice, is that considered the same thing? Rabbi Yossi midamili bevas achas. Rabbi Yossi says that's like the same thing. You're asking about two people at the same time. However, Rabbi Yehuda midamili zacharzeh. Rabbi Yehuda says it's as if they're coming separately, and we can look at it as two separate cases because there's only one person in front of us, and that's the same case as the chametz. if the as the mouse comes in, we don't know which one he looked from. We can assume that it was that we can be makil, and presumably because it was derabbanan, just like we started, just like the ended yesterday at the top of the daf, that because it's derabbanan, safik derabbanan lekula. Okay, so now another case, safik al, safik lo al. We know the mouse had chametz, or whatever. We know the person or mouse had chametz, and we don't know if he went in or not. I guess we saw him, like, I don't know, hanging around the front yard with chametz in his mouth. So the Gemara says, hainu bika, the same as the field. What does that mean? Bika, I assume this is another kever case, right? Rashi says, harbe sados hasmuchin yachad kari bika. Okay. We'll get that in a second. The Ulpluksa Drebbe Elazar Verabbanan. What's the case? Ditnan the Mishnah says, Hanichnas Lebika, Bimos Hagasham and Vitum and Vasad the Plonis. If you go into this open fields and it's in the winter time where there's a lot of rain, Vitum and Vasad the Plonis. And we know that one specific field has some tuma on it, right? There's a kever there, there's a grave there. V'amar echad halachti b'makam halaz, v'en yodeh inechnasi v'osasad av yomlonos halachti. I went into this general area, and I don't know if I went into that specific field. Rabbi Elazar, or Rabbi Eliezer, mitaher, v'chacham mitamin. Right, they say to be machmir. The Rabbanan say, yes, be machmir, Rashi says, to have the safik tuma versus sayachet, because in that case, while it might be a group of fields, each field is considered its own private domain, and as opposed to the shnei shvilin case before, which was clearly rishas harabim, this is a case of rishas sayachet, and therefore, even though it's a safik, we're going to be machmir to say rishas harab tuma rishas sayachet is lechumra. Rabbi Eliezer lechashal leisafik tuma el imkei nichnas asada, and Rabbi Eliezer doesn't disagree with that rule. He also agrees, according to Rashi, that it's a Rishas Sayachit is going to be, you're going to be Machmir. He just doesn't agree that it's considered a Suffolk if he doesn't actually know that he walked into the field. Aval en yodeh im ha'elil im lo. Aval hashta havele Suffolk sveik sveika. V'gabe batim afilu rabbanu mod kevin v'dikas chametz rabbanu talinu l'kula. Oh, interesting. Rashi injects his own nuance to this, which is that even though, I'm trying to see if Tosus has another question about this, but Rashi says, even though the case is for the Rabbanan in a Bika case, it's so that it's Machmir because it's Rishus HaYachid in a with a Tumah, with a Safek, which is Machmir. Here, in the case of Bedikas Chametz, we would say that it's derabbanan, right? This is the top of the daf that I just mentioned. That even the chachamim in our case would say that if a mouse might have gone into a house, we're going to be makil because we're talking about derabbanan and safik derabbanan lekula, right? Even though we don't know if they went into the field, we're going to be machmer. If the mouse, we don't know, went into the house, we're going to be makil because both of those situations have. Because even though both of them are suffix, one is a suffix on Rosh Hashanah, and one is a suffix on a Drabbanan. Even though it's Rosh Hashanah. But one is a suffix on Rosh Hashanah Midaraisa, and one is a suffix on Rosh Hashanah Midarabbanan. That's what I should have said. Okay. So, Rabbi Elazar Matar, Bechamim Tamin, Shahai Rabbi Meir, Rishab Rabbi Elazar, Rama Suffix, Biat Tahor, Suffix Maga Tuman Tame. The only kind of suffix that we're worried about is the suffix of if you touched it, if you actually went over the, if you actually went onto the grave. However, if the whole question is whether you went into the field in general, so that's not enough of a suffix for Rabbi Eliezer. New case, al ubadak velo eshkach. We know the mouse went into the house. You checked the house and you couldn't find the chametz. Pluksa Rabbi Meir v'Rabbanan. Did I not send the halacha video yesterday? I recorded it, but I don't think I ever sent it. Because I was in a... Okay. Yesterday, in my halacha video that I didn't send, I spoke about the pieces of chametz that we send out in our house. You have to make sure to find them. If you don't find them, so you actually have to keep looking. So a similar case here, we know the mouse went into the house with chametz. And then you check the house and you can't find it. So there's a machlok, that's Rabbi Meir Rabbanan. That's not how Rabbi Meir Omer called the Shabbachas Kastum la'olam hu b'tuma. So Ashiyodeh l'cha tumei echani. If you know there's a tumma in a house, or at least there was an established tumma in the house, so then we assume it's going to stay tummy, it's going to be impure the whole time, unless you actually find where the tumma is, and you have to remove it. The Chacham Mormon Bodek Achimagil Sela Olakarka Psula. You can check it, and if the place doesn't have anything, so then you're fine. It's as if there's nothing there, even though we have a chazaka. And you see Rashi says, "Hachom Omen Bodeg Vekarka Vechofer Adshli Yagel Asala Olakarka Masula Shalos Azim Mimkom LOlam." V'yim Lo Matzah Tolan VeOmerim BaOrei VeNatkla. If, however, you don't find it, according to the Chachamim, we assume that it was taken away somehow. And then Rashi says, similar in the flip side, but Rashi says, in the Chametz case, V'gabi B'digas Chametz Afilu L'Rebbe Meir Amrinan Achbar Achla B'digas Chametz Rabbanan. And this is another situation where even the machmir of the case is going to be makel in the case of chametz, according to Rashi. Because by chametz, which is the Rabbanan, we're more lenient to assume that, like the chametz, someone came in, or a mouse came in and took away the chametz that we know was in the house. So if we can't find it now, we can assume it was taken away. So a similar case, al ubadak v'ishkach plutzah the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. If it went into the house, you looked and you found the chametz, so then that's machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. In what way? The Tana the Braisa says, Sada Shnevar Bokaver, Hanechna Socha Tame, Nimsa Bokaver, Hanechna Socha Tahor. If we know that there's a grave inside of a field, somebody goes into it, and we don't know where the grave is. Nevar Bakever, we don't know where the grave is, so there's someone who goes into it is going to be considered Tameh. However, Nimsa Bakever, if you found where the kever is and you avoid it, so then Tahor. Just going to the field is not going to be a problem. Sha'ani Omer, why can you say that? Kever Sha'avad, who kever Sha'nimsa? We knew that there was a grave there, now we found a grave, we assume that the grave that we found is the one that we thought was there. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, no, Tibadaka Salakula. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, just because you thought there was a grave there and now you found a grave there, doesn't necessarily mean you found the same grave. I find this interesting logically. I find this interesting. How do we approach these types of things? So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, based on the fact that you knew there was a kever before, you just didn't know where it was, you have to check the whole field to make sure that the one that you found is the one that you thought of. So the Gemara says, same thing happens with the chametz case. I assume the same thing happens, unless we're also making Rashi doesn't say it here. But I assume if you would go into the house, you knew there was chametz there, and then you found the chametz, that's the same achlokas. Rebbe holds that you can assume that the one you found is the one that was there before. And Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says that you have to still check the whole house, lest that's not the same piece. Similar case to that, hiniach tes umatza yud. Let's say you put down 9 and you found 10. So if you put out 9 pieces of bread and you found 10 of them, so then if you put out 9 and you found 10, so then that's a case where pluksa drebi v'rabbanan. Detanya, the bride says, hiniach manu umatza masayim chulun umatza sheni muvarim zebezed Rebbe assumes that if you found money, and some of it was expected, some of it wasn't, so then you assume that some of it was meiser and some of it was chulin, and you have to be machmer. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim, in this case, are the maker ones who say, hakol chulin. We can assume all the money is chulin. Because they're qualitatively different, right? This is an interesting one. Here, let's say, for instance, you have a bunch of money that you left in the house, which is meiser sheni money, and then you come back and it's more than you left there. So the question is, well, is this the meiser sheni money which was added to, or is this a completely different group of money? That's also very interesting to me, because there you have what you had before, but just more of it. So just is the fact that there's more indicative of the fact that it's different, or is it something that somebody added a little money to? So here, that's machlokas Rebbe and Chachamim. What about the other example, which is similar to what we said before? Hiniach yonu matzah tesha. Let's say you put out 10 pieces, right? For those who are doing bedichas chametz, you put out 10 pieces, and then you only find 9. So then hainu seva. That's the end of that mission. The Tana, the bride says hiniach masayim matzah mana. Let's say you put out 200 coins, which were ma'aser sheni, and you only found 100. So do we assume that the person just had 100 taken away from the pile, and this is still the Meiser Sheni pile? Or do we assume that this is a completely different set of money? And the way that you know that is because it's less. Or, right, so which one is it? So, Rebbe, some of it was taken, some of it stayed there, and therefore you have to assume it's Meiser Sheni. No, you can assume that that's all chulin money, because just the fact that it's different. Very interesting. So the Gemara says, Hiniach over the daf on Amud Beis, Hiniach bezavizu, matzu bezavaz acheres. You put it in one corner, and then you found it in another corner. Pluks de Rebbe Shimon Galil, Rabban Netana, kardim sha'avir bebayis, habayis tameh. What's a, how do you translate kardim? Some kind of utensil. Here it says an axe. So if you lost an axe in a house, which was tame, I guess, so then the whole house is considered tame. Shani Omer Adam tame nechnas l'sham natlo. What in the world is it talking about? Yeah. I think the case is, Rashi says, "Kol klei habayis tamei and shani omer adam tamei nechnas l'sham mishanish b'kol klei habayis." Somebody tamei came in the house and touched all your stuff. It's an interesting one, but shani right? Rabbi Shimon Gamil omer habayis tahor shani omer hishilu l'acher v'shachach oshenatlu mizavazu v'hinech mizavaz acheres v'shachach. Rabbi Shimon Gamil says, "No, it's not some tamei person that came in and moved your stuff. It's just the fact that you gave it to somebody. You don't remember what you did, right?" So we more readily assume that you're a forgetful person than we assume somebody else came into your house. It's an interesting competition there. Zavis man gar shemei. Who's talking about a corner? So Gemara says hachzir metzav achtani. This is what it meant to say over there. Kardim shav mevayis hada habayis tamei shani omer adam net tamei nechnas l'sham natlu. O sheinicho bezavizu matzav bezavaz acheres. Habayis Omer, Habayis Tami, Shalan Omer, Adam Tami Nechla Sasham, the Mazava Zazu, Vinir, Mazava Sacheres, Meshugal Mimmer Omer, Habayis Tower, Shani Omer, Hishil, Achra Meshach, Oshanat, Mazava Zu, Vinir, Mazava Zu, Vashachach. Okay, just another phrasing of it based on the order of the words. It was interesting that we already talked about a situation of a corner without ever introducing another corner case. Okay. Amareva, Achbar Nechnas, Kvar, Vikikar Befiv. This is going to get a little crazy in our assumptions here. But you find a mouse that goes in, and you find him with bread in his mouth. V'nichnas achra v'matza peirurin. And then you go look after the mouse, and you find some crumbs. So this is similar to what we said before. Tzarech b'dika mibnei she'en darko shel achra l'fareh. That we don't assume that the mouse, the bread that you saw on the mouse, is the bread that you're finding on the floor, because mice don't make crumbs. Okay, I don't know what kind of mice the Gemara had, but that's what they say. Mice don't make crumbs, and therefore you have to continue checking the house, the whole house, before other bread, because that was not the same bread that you saw the mouse have. For Amar Rava, Tinok Nitzel Kikar Biyado, V'nechnas Achra V'matze Peruin. If you have a child who goes into the house with bread, and you find crumbs afterwards, so Ein Zarech B'dika M'nishe Dark Shal Tinok Fire, because kids make a mess. Kids make crumbs. Hamei V'nyavin. Bay Rava, Rava asks, Achbar nechnas v'kibar b'fiv, v'achbar yotze v'kibar b'fiv mahu. This is similar to the case that we said in the first half of the Amud, the first half of the daf, which is if you have a mouse which goes into the house with bread in its mouth, it comes out of the house with bread in its mouth, do we assume, mi amrin and hainu, hai da'al, v'hainu, hai da'nafak, that the one that you brought out, the one that you brought in is the same that you wanted to brought out? Or do we assume that he brought out a different piece of bread? So, Im Tim Hainu Haida Alva Hainu Haida Nafak. If you're going to say it's the same piece of bread, what about this situation? Achbar Lava Nichnas Vikigabriva Achbar Shachar Yotz Vikigabriva Mau. What about if a white mouse goes into the house with bread and a black mouse comes out with the bread? So do we assume that's the same one? Hai Vaday Achrinahu? Do we assume that's obviously a different piece of bread? O Dilma Aramuye Arame Mine. Maybe this mouse stole it from the other mouse. And if you're going to tell me that mice don't steal from each other, well, what about this case? A mouse goes in with bread, and a weasel comes out with bread. Do we assume that the weasel definitely got it from the mouse? Or do we say that it's a different one? Why would we say that it's a different piece of bread? This gets even more interesting. If it's the case that the weasel was taken from the mouse, achbar b'fia have mishtakach, that the weasel would have been carrying the mouse also in its mouth, not just the bread. It would be carrying the mouse with the bread in the wet mouth as well. So the fact that the weasel has a piece of bread indicates that he didn't get it from the mouse, because otherwise he'd be carrying the mouse too. What's that cartoon? Ben and Jerry? Is that the original cartoon?
Tom and Jerry. I was just thinking that this was like the very odd part of God Gad Yah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. V'yasa Shunra. Yeah. So he's carrying the good drasha for the Haggadah. If you want to make a drasha for a Seder night, that's a good one. So it would have found the mouse in his mouth also. So the im tim silomar, if you're going to tell me im isa the meach mashakati achaber if you have a mishtakach, and if you're going to tell me that, yeah, it's true, if the weasel had bread in its mouth, we assume it's a different piece of bread because we do assume that the mouse would be in its mouth. What about this one? Achbar nichnas v'hika b'fiv v'chulda yotza b'kika v'achbar b'fichulda. Let's say that the mouse goes in with bread, and the weasel comes out with bread in its mouth, but it also has a mouse in its mouth, meaning it's got both of them independently in its mouth. So mahu hacha vada ihuhu. This is definitely the same piece of bread because he's got the mouse and the piece of bread. O dilma im isa ihu nihu kikar befi achar mishtaka chava. If you're going to say it's the same piece of bread, the piece of bread would have been in the mouse's mouth, and the mouse would have been in the weasel's mouth. But now that the weasel's holding the mouse and the bread separately, that must mean that it's a different piece of bread. Because weasels don't take things out of mouse's mouth, they just take the whole mouse at one shot.
The mouse could have just dropped the bread.
Yeah, it's an interesting...
by the weasel.
Okay, you make a compelling case. So the Gemara says, if you see the nikar, keep your fiach per mishtak have it. Bay ishtakuche, odilma, sorry, hachavada ihu, odilma im isit ihu ni kikar, befi achmar mishtak achave, it would have been in the mouse mouth. Bay ishtakuche, odilma mishum biasusa, who denafa vishakate. Why would you say that's so indicative? Maybe it just, I think that's what it means. Odilma mishum biasusa hu denafa v'shakalte, that it's because the mouse was so afraid of the weasel, that's why the weasel was holding it separately from the mouse itself, because it had come out. Right? So do you need it to be in the weasel's mouth, or can you say, I think that's what it means, or do you say that it has to have been in the mouse's mouth? In the end of the day, as you might be picking up on when the Gemara says question after question after question, so the end of the day is a teiku. We don't know. Similar case, or similar sequence here. Bai Rava Kikar Bishmei Korah, you have bread in the top of a beam. Tzarech Zulim Harido and Tzarech, do you have to get a ladder to go fetch it? Or can you just assume that no one's going to get there on Yontif? Mi Amir Nakuli Hailu Al Trichu Rabbanu. We don't make you go through such efforts. Kevin Gold Nachas Menavshte Loasi Mechlei. Because the person doesn't want to do it right now, so then must be that he doesn't want to do it later also. Ki Nachas Menavshte is an interesting word. It means that it's not going to fall down on its own. So he's not going to come down. He's not going to come to eat it. Oh, Dilma, Zimna Dinafa Vasalamichle. Or are we worried that it's going to fall down from that beam, and then you would come to eat it, and therefore you have to go check it, and you have to go clear it out. And if you're going to tell me that we are worried that it's going to fall down, and you're going to come to eat it, Kikar Betoch, Kikar Bebor, Tzarech Zulma Alosa, oh, Ain Tzarech. Well, if you have bread inside of a pit, which is not going to fall down in the middle of Yantiv, it's going to stay in the pit. You have to go ahead or no. So hacha vada de la vida de sacrament afsha. You're definitely not going to go because you're separating yourself from it. Oh, Dilma, Zimna de nachas lemevad, Tzorcha vasa lemichle. You're maybe going to want to do something down in the pit and you're going to come to eat it. So imtim tselomar, Zimna de nachas tzorcha vasa lemichle. And if you're going to tell me that sometimes you would go down to the pit and you'd be worried that you come to eat it, we'd be worried that he'd go to come to eat it. Kika b'fi nachash tzar chaver lehotzi o ein tzar. Let's say you know that there's a snake that has bread, so do you have to get a snake specialist to come get the food out of the guy out of the snake's mouth, or do you not have to? So begufe atrichul rabbanan b'mamone lo atrichul rabbanan ol demoloshna. Do we say that when it comes to medika for getting chametz out of your house, we make you yourself go through the effort to get rid of it, but not in order to pay somebody else to do it? Ol demoloshna, or does it not matter? Take you. This is interesting because we saw early on in the Masechta, on Daf Gimel, I think it was, that for the renter case, right? The renter case, that if somebody doesn't know if it was checked or not, so we assume that it's not a Mekach Tos because it's a good thing for a person to pay for Bedika. I think Tosos says this here. Perish Hech Hacha Davka Deshema Yotziena O Yochlen Aval Hecha Deika Chametz Amar Le'el Denicha Le'le Inish Le'levan Mitzvah Moneh. Here in this case, we don't know if the chametz is going to be actually in our house. However, in the case in Daf Dalet, I guess it was Daf Dalet, Tosso says there in that case we knew there was chametz there, and therefore there is a mitzvah to do the bedika. Here we don't know if there's going to be chametz, therefore it's not the same thing. Okay, let's just do the Mishnah quickly because I got to get out there and scrape my car. The Mishnah says Rabbi Huda Omer Bodkin or Yudalet v'Yudalet Shach v'Shas Habir. Rabbi Huda says one checks on the night of the 14th, the 14th in the morning, and at the time when you get rid of it in the midday of the 14th. V'chachamim omrim lo badak or yedalot bo yivdak v'yedalot. If you don't check it the night of the 14th, or you check it on the 14th, lo badak v'yedalot yivdak v'tzocha boy. So then, even if you don't check it on the 14th, you can still do the bedikas chametz in the middle of Yantif. Lo badak b'tocha moed, if you don't check it in the middle of Yantif, yivdak l'achra moed. You can even check it after Yantif. And then whatever you leave over, this is what we said before, a couple days ago, whatever you leave over after you check for chametz, you have to put it away in a safe place, so that you don't have to go find it if you lose it. If you don't know where you put it, so then you're going to have to do another bedika. Okay, we'll talk about what exactly this means. Is this really halacha l'maisha? How do we paskin? We don't know of such things. So let's see what it really means tomorrow, Meretz Hashem, 6:15. See you then. Stay safe on the roads. Have a good day. Stay warm. Shkayach.